I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time once again for Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. And this week has been an annoying show to put together because there's absolutely nothing going on in the computer world that I care about. The Game Master asked me earlier, what makes a good tech news story? And I said, one that I care about. The tech sites are full of news of all kinds, none of which I care about, with few exceptions, and the exceptions are what I have this week. So prepare for an exceptional show. See what I did there? Yes. All right. We are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. We are also proud members of the International Association of Internet Broadcasters. And that's getting harder to say. It's just been an interesting time recently. Well, let's look at several things. First of all, this show, as I look at my screen to make sure, is show number 398. Now, that means next week is 399. And then the week after will be 300. No, will be 400. Yes, math. It's a work in progress, all right? 400! Yay! And we'll also be celebrating our 10th year of podcasting, netcasting, just generally casting. We're casting it out there to see if anybody pays attention. So, zowie. You know, I would just start over and try to do it right, but why bother? Anyway, let me see if I can find something here to talk about that I was going to talk about what I was going to talk about. And if you followed that, you're in a great deal of trouble. Okay, we have 473 subscribers as of the point at which I am currently doing the show here at this time, which is on a Sunday afternoon, and it's all dreary and rainy outside. But anyway, it's not dreary in my brain. Yes, Fred, well, it's, you know, it's just one of those things. Gotta watch Fred. Fred, by the way, is my imaginary friend, for those of you that are just joining us for the first time. I generally look over there, but he's not really there because he's all in my mind. Yes. Yeah, very good, Fred. That was a good one. You gotta give him that one. Ew. Anyway, he gives me a hard time. You know, to be my imaginary friend, you'd think he would be more supportive. My notebook here just beeped me and said that I need to do a Java update, to which I say, I ain't doing it. I'm in the middle of doing a show, laptop. Give me a break. If you notice that about Windows 8, it talks back to you. It tells you to do things. Well, I ain't doing it. Anyway, what I was saying is 473 subscribers to our YouTube channel. You were wondering, what is subscribers to what? To the YouTube channel. Which means we're getting very, very close to 500 subscribers. So let's do this. Let's see if we can get 500 subscribers by the 400th show. How's that for a challenge? It's a French word. Challenge. Okay. Anyway, what was I going to say? Had a thought there and it just drifted away. Yes. 500 by 400. That's kind of what I was going to say. Oh, yeah. The other thing I was going to say is this. On the 400th show, we're going to have two very special things. One is not a thing. It's my son, the Game Master, who will join us for pontification of various kinds. Now, I will warn you, whenever the Game Master shows up on the show, it's a very long show. We just start riffing off of each other. It's a sight to see, but it makes for a long show. So be prepared. The second thing is they were giving away a Chromecast. Yes. There's a story behind it that I won't go into, perhaps later, but you can register for said Chromecast. If you've ever wanted a Chromecast and thought to yourself, I just can't spring the $35 for the Chromecast. First, you're cheap. Second, you can win one of your very own. Now that's, as I mentioned, 2 weeks away. Okay? Because it's on the 400th show. This is the thing that we do. We give away stuff on shows of the 100 notch variety, the 100th, the 200th, the 300th, and now the 400th. So there you go. You say, how do I register for this wonderful and amazing prize? Well, I haven't figured that out yet. But it will be next week that I'll tell you how to do that. So stay tuned and tell others and get them to subscribe so we can hit 500. How cool would that be? I mean, if you want to go ahead and get up to 1,000, that would be even cooler. But 500, we'll shoot for that. Okay? Okay, enough just wandering around. Let's get to the actual show. That's all just introductory stuff. And just talking. Which I can do without really much provocation. But at any rate, let's look at the few things we have to talk about this week. People have been experiencing Skype connection issues. Skype, as you know, was purchased by Microsoft. And, of course, they're going to screw it up a little bit. Okay? Just to keep it a Microsoft product. So, anyway, Skype appears to be having trouble staying online and connecting humans worldwide. We've received numerous reports from readers that have been unable to access Microsoft's communication platform. This is Windows Central talking about this. An article by Rich Edmonds. We've been able to confirm, he says, that Skype is indeed down. But luckily, Microsoft appears to be aware of the issues, and they are actively working on it. This was on September 21st, by the way. So, maybe it's now working. How cool would that be? All right, next item. The Google Nexus 6P phone sounds awesome. Now, the Google Nexus 6P replaces the Nexus 6, which is the phone I was previously thinking about getting. Because I want a really, really big phone. And the Nexus 6 had a 6-inch screen. Now this phone only, he says, only, has a 5.7-inch screen. Right? So you might say, well, Dr. Bill, why don't you just get the regular old Nexus 6? Well, the Nexus 6P is kind of cool. It has lots of cool features. So, they're going to announce it officially on September the 29th, which is coming very, very soon. Okay, well, matter of fact, a couple of days from now. But, we have rumors. Don't you love rumors? The Nexus 6P presentation leak included more images, which, by the way, there's a picture. Images. Confirms a metal body, an actual real metal body. Gorilla Glass 4. To keep you people from scratching it all up, and a 3,450 milliamp per hour battery, which is a pretty good size battery, so it should last a while. Okay, it will have a fingerprint sensor. It will have a cool camera, which has a little kind of a bumpy thing on the top of the camera or the back of the phone for the camera. It will allow in more light, they said. However, that probably just means it'll have a lower f-stop value potential. It also will have Gorilla Glass 4, as I mentioned, the latest design of enhanced tempered glass from Corning. Okay, it will have Android Marshmallow, which is Android 6 Marshmallow. And now on tap, which most of you should be familiar with. And the Nexus 6P will be available in 32, 64, and 128 gig capacities. The 128 gig, of course, will cost you an arm and a leg, I'm sure. Anyway, it is based on the aluminum, graphite, frost, and gold color choices. It looks like the body is made of aluminum, which is hardly surprising, he says. And apparently that gold color will be available in only available in Japan because they get all the cool stuff. Okay? just saying. So it looks cool. I mentioned the bump, the camera bump. It says here, it appears to be less noticeable than we had hitherto thought. Don't you love someone that uses the word hitherto? Yes. So I like this article, which is from Android Police by Michael Kreider. Michael, thumbs up for using hitherto. Okay. Apple 3D Touch. Next item. Apple 3D Touch is not part of the Nexus 6P because that would be wrong. Okay. Apple 3D Touch, however, is becoming known as their new secret weapon because 3D Touch allows you to do things. The harder you press the screen, the more different things it does, which means that I probably shouldn't get an Apple iPhone because I would push the screen until it broke, which is why I should probably stick with Android. Yes. Anyway, they're using this technology in many of their different devices, including the Mac Pro, or Mac as it is now, just a MacBook. They don't have like a Pro now for the new one, it's just a MacBook. But anyway, so this is a technology where 3D, see, the whole 3D concept is you normally would just drag your finger across the screen, that would be like 2D, but if you push down like that, then that's 3D. You got it, right? Good. You're paying attention. Good for you. All right, next item. Sprint will not participate in the frequency auction. You say, what's a frequency auction? It's where the government deigns to auction off bandwidth frequencies to various entities. Not aliens. Aliens have all the frequencies they want. They can do whatever they want. Okay? But us humans, we have to actually get permission to use bandwidth, you know, like frequencies. So, Sprint has decided to drop out of that frequency auction. And Sprint, of course, you can't use a Sprint phone to make a phone call from here across the road. I mean, they have no coverage whatsoever of all the people that need to get new bandwidth and new frequencies, and maybe have a real network. It's Sprint. I mean, Sprint is terrible. I went out and got a Sprint phone once. It was like the best phone ever. I mean, it was really cool. It was a Samsung. It was so awesome. But it wouldn't even work. You couldn't use it as a phone. Literally, from here at my house High Point, I should say, middle of High Point, 7 miles away, you couldn't make a phone call. And you know what their answer was? Get a little device that hooks up to your internet connection that you could turn the phone, you know, like have a little mini tower here in your house to make up for the fact that they have a sorry network. And you have to pay for that little device. Now let's think about this. You want me to get a phone, own your network, and then you want me to pay for a device to make the network work for the phone. Guess what, Sprint? I have a lot of things in my pocket, but I have here a phone that is a 4G phone. It is an AT&T phone, and I can make a call from here to High Point, from here to Cucamonga, from here to anywhere in the world, because they have a network. So if you've got a chance to buy into new network frequencies, you should be doing it. Okay? I'm just a little, just a little excited about this because they're messing up. It says here in the article, which by the way is from PC Magazine, Chloe Abanasius, I think is close to how that should be pronounced. She says Sprint's decided not to participate in the FCC's big spectrum auction next year. Sprint's focus and overarching imperative must be on improving its network. And market position in the intermediate term so we can remain a powerful force in fostering competition. The competition they foster is that they get everybody else to join other networks, which helps the other networks. Anyway, consumer benefits and innovation in the wireless broadband world, Sprint CEO Marcelo Claure said in a statement. Sprint has the spectrum it needs to deploy its network architecture of the future. Sure they do. Right. She goes on to say in this article, spectrum allocation may seem like a boring topic, but with more people picking up bandwidth-intensive gadgets, carriers need spectrum to support them. Without it, you could see a lot of buffering and dropped connections. Hello, Sprint. That's what happens when you use Sprint. Anyway, it goes on to talk about the fact that a lot of customers are concerned about Sprint not participating because they're crazy. Okay, next item. You can tell I had a poor experience with Sprint. And then it took forever to get my money back. I kept telling them, look, it doesn't even work. And they're like, well, you signed up for us? Come on, what did you expect? I'm like, give me a break. Finally did get my money back, at least most of it. I think some of it they kept just to be annoying. So that I would do shows like this and drive them into the ground. Yes, the power of the Netcast. Yeah, I know, Fred. But I gotta think those things. You know what I'm saying? Okay, anyway. Next item, Dropbox open sources Zulip. Not tulips, Zulip with a Z. Now, you gotta love the fact that they're open sourcing anything. But this is interesting because they bought this application some time ago, and now they're open sourcing it. I don't know all the reasons, but there you go. Dropbox has released its recently acquired chat app, Zulip, under the open source Apache license. According to a blog post by Zulip co-founder Tim Abbott announcing the move, Dropbox has released everything, including the server, Android and iOS mobile apps, desktop apps for Mac, Linux, and Windows, and the puppet configuration necessary for running the Zulip server in production. The whole thing is now open sourced. How cool is that? So, Abbott had this to say about the overall genre. The world of open source chat has for a long time been dominated by IRC and XMPP, both of which are very old and haven't advanced materially in the last decade. In comparison, Zulip starts with many useful features and integrations expected by software development teams today and has a well-engineered, maintainable code base for those that are missing. We're very excited to see what people will build on top of Zulip. So they're releasing it into open source and they're encouraging people to write applications for that particular code base. And that, of course, cued Fred to play the Geek Software of the Week drum roll. He always does that. Anyway, Geek Software of the Week this week is, of course, Zulip. Open sourced and available. Since we're talking about Zulip from that previous item, we've got Zulip available for you with a link to Zulip, Zulip.org. Kind of convenient that they would call it that, but anyway. So, what they want you to do is download it, install it, install the server, and develop stuff for it. So, those of you developer-type folk out there, go for it. Let's make Zulip truly cosmic. Cool. Okay. and I'm going to ignore the phone as I usually do. So, people that call me while I'm doing a netcast should know that they can't get me. Okay, Hotel Transylvania 2 is out. And in fact, it's not only out, it broke the record for its first day of release. $47.5 million. Dude. So it's a silly, cartoony movie, but it's very geek culture. So I encourage you to check out at least the trailer on the blog, which I provided on the blog, which, by the way, the blog is drbill.tv, drbill.tv, as it says there on the screen. So if you need some silliness, now you have some silliness to watch. Cool. By the way, Hotel Transylvania, the first movie, was available on TV, and I saw a little bit of it and went, eh, looks cool. Haven't seen the whole movie. One day I'll have to watch the whole thing. Matter of fact, the whole movie is on YouTube. How weird is that? I mean, how long ago was that movie that it's now available in its entirety on YouTube? Anyway, there you go. Now that's the old movie, not the new movie. New movie is just in the theaters now. So there you go. All right, that'll do it for this week. Remember, until next time, that the doctor is out of here. Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is a production of DrBillDaily.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.